This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Friends, where does the law come from? Hundreds and hundreds of lawyers were asked where law comes from. And after 4 years of law school, they don't have a clue. You know, this is how you confuse an atheist, by the way. How do you tell what is right from wrong? And when you give me your answer, show me who you make reference to. But here we have hundreds and hundreds, folks, I'm sure it's thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of attorneys today. When you ask them, where does the law come from? And after 4 years of law school, they don't have a clue. As a matter of fact, I am one of those fortunate individuals, and I'm honored to do so, that's called up quite a bit to speak at law schools, to make reference to them as to where our law comes from. I want you to think about that. Lawyers all across the country, after 4 years of law school, cannot tell you where the law comes from. Matter of fact, they don't have a clue. So you can see that their allegiance is to the bar and not to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gave that law on Mount Sinai, Exodus 20. Furthermore, if you do a little homework, you can go to Massachusetts. You can go to the Plymouth Rock. And you can put your feet there, and it says 1620 right under your feet. And when you look at a short distance, you can see a ship called the Mayflower. And now I know that you were told, America, that, you know, the pilgrims came over because of the fact that they wanted religious liberty, which in fact is true, but also keep in mind they weren't called the pilgrims, they were called the saints. Okay? When you go about a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock, and from where the Mayflower is, that ship, it's a replica in Massachusetts, you'll see at a distance, about a block and a half away, something called the Matrix of Liberty. And I want you to listen carefully because most people don't know it was between the Matrix of Liberty or the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty won out. Why? I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, most people in this country have no clue as to what the Matrix of Liberty is. Now, when you go there, keep in mind, this is where our saints, our forefathers landed. And look what they established. They erected an octagonal statue. One section, the front face plate of this octagonal statue, is called Faith. And Faith is a 36-foot classical draped female standing with one foot on Plymouth Rock, as I said earlier. She's holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. Now, it's also interesting to know what we're talking about here is that hundreds of thousands, let me bring it there because that's what we have, of attorneys, and I'm sure we're into the millions, as a matter of fact, if we want to take it to extremity, don't even know where law comes from after 4 years of law school. Now, this isn't only tragic, it's disastrous, friends, to say the least. But again, I want you to notice that those that are going to practice law, and even those that call themselves politicians, of course, don't even know where the law comes from. Yet, right in front of their faces, before they swear in to serve we the people, again, as they are to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both domestic and foreign, foreign and domestic, here and abroad. And they swear before God and man with their hand on the Bible, and they still don't know where law comes from. How ridiculous. But let's go back to this octagonal matrix of liberty in the faceplate, which is called faith, with a woman standing up upon this tablet with inscription upon it. It's a 36-foot classical draped female standing with 1 foot on Plymouth Rock. She conquered. See, we're made more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. She's holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven, just like that of those that serve we the people. The pilgrims were children of the Reformation with Christ as their mediator. Hello, Philippians 2:5, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, all make reference as to who the mediator is, and there's only one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. That name is Jesus Christ, period. With Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source, as their source, as their source of wisdom, hence the star of honor on her forehead. Hammett Billings, the architect who made this octagonal statue, wrote, "She looks downward as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call them to trust in a higher power." Another portion of this octagonal statue, which is placed about a block and a half, settled, established, about a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock, where them saints landed in 1620, is morality. Morality is a woman holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right hand. On one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law and looking towards heaven, and on the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. Now, it's also interesting to note we're talking about how lawyers don't even know where law comes from after 4 years of law school. But it's interesting how they know their place when it comes to the position of swearing to uphold the bar rather than God's moral law, folks. The bar undermines morality, friends, if they don't know the difference. It's that simple. Now, also pay attention to the fact that in every Capitol building in the United States of America, there's some sort of mural or inscripted quote upon their Capitol buildings stating or showing pictures of Moses awaiting the divine law. Or if you go to the Supreme Court chambers in Washington, D.C., on the back of that building, you see a picture of Moses with the two tablets, one in each hand. And under it, it says, "Justice, the guardian of liberty." Yet we have millions of law students who go to law school for 4 years who still don't have a clue as to where that law came from. How do they know what's right and what's wrong then, friends? Therein is the problem. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. As well, friends, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to jump over on the phones, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Amen. I'm talking about what's going on in your country over a long period of time, friends. A long period of time. Where does law come from? Millions of lawyers, after 4 years of law school, don't have a clue. Mr. Thomas Jefferson speculated that if we had a well-informed populace, there would be no need for a government. And he was right, because we were governing ourselves as unto God, period. See, the only problem is that the first, a populace has to be well-educated, which ours is not. Even those that we consider to be educated, doctors, lawyers, and university professors, are very narrowly trained and not what would be called educated in any former era. And here we are today finding out after the fact that lawyers don't even know where the law came from. That's craziness. I mean, it really is. And when you look at their level of education, we can see that things are completely contrary when it does come to their education. They have no clue, America. I mean, this is like craziness, and you can't make this kind of stuff up. When you're talking about the level of ignorance that is prominent in this country. attorneys. No wonder why when you call an attorney and ask him a lawful question, he sits there and he reaches around his backside to scratch his elbow when he speculates as to the answer that he just gave you. He wasn't quite sure. And it's interesting as well that Jesus said that the lawyers, as he was woeing them, damning them, friends, he said that they withheld the keys of knowledge. The reason they're withholding the keys of knowledge is because they themselves don't even have it. But they want your money, don't they? Going back to the matrix of liberty, this octagonal statue, which is placed about a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock. See, this is why we spend so much time here on this show sharing with you your history, because so many people don't even know their history. When I was lastly at a law school teaching the students about the law and the history of our law, I asked the professors if they have seen the Matrix of Liberty right in Massachusetts, and every one of them said no. And there again is the problem. Going back to this octagonal statue, another faceplate is education. Education is draped, and it's a woman pointing to a book in her lap. The small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent wisdom, and listen carefully, youth. Youth. Oh my goodness, friends. Over the last couple of days, we are revisiting the history of dictators. And we watched, first and foremost, the laughable, dangerous, lunatic Mr. Mussolini, and then yesterday we watched Mao Zedong. And it's interesting how dictators always go for the young people. Yep, they want to equip and indoctrinate first, and then equip the young people to overthrow the older generation. Every single dictator does it, and it's exactly verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what's taking place in this country. And what's sad about it, again, America, is it's the parents dropping the kids off at the public school to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government. But putting your feet upon the Rock of Ages, the Word of God, and what our forefathers established through this matrix of liberty. Another faceplate on this octagonal statue is called Law. Law is portrayed as a draped male also holding a book. His chair is supported by justice, a woman with scales and a sword, and mercy. And it's interesting to note that that woman with scales and a sword has a blindfold on. So it's not an issue of color, friends, Acts 17:26. It's an issue of right and wrong according to making reference to what God established through his government, Exodus 18:21. Another faceplate, this is my favorite, on this octagonal statue called the Matrix of Liberty in Massachusetts, about a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock in the Mayflower, a replica of that Mayflower ship that brought over the saints, you know them as pilgrims, over to the United States of America. On this faceplate, it's Liberty, and it's a statue of a man. Liberty is helmeted, draped with a lion's skin, cradling a sword in his right arm, and holding a broken chain in his left. Wow. The figures and niches on the sides on his chair represent peace, a woman holding a horn containing food and drink, and tyranny, a king laid low. Whoa! Man, look at those haters. Look at those bigots. Look at those rebels. No, friends. They did the right thing. As I spent time on yesterday's program showing you which war the Lord is in, I shared with you Isaiah 51:4. And let me put it this way so you can understand wholly as to what I'm talking about. Isn't it absolutely amazing, again, that 78% of Americans profess to be Christians, and yet they're at peace with the world that's at war with God? You want to know why they're at peace with the world that is at war with God? Because they don't belong to God. That's just the bottom line. Again, read 2 Corinthians 7:12 when you get a moment. That's the fruit of a repentant man. He is indignant. He's angry with that which crucified the Christ. Period. He loves that which the Lord loves and hates that which the Lord hates. Read Psalm 97, friends. I mean, clearly it says that clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. Who are his enemies? Well, according to his government, he also said in Psalm 97, you that love the Lord hate evil and love that which is good. And when you go over to Proverbs 8, what is the fear of the Lord? Hating evil. Pride, arrogancy in the evil way. Which way does the Lord lead? The Lord leads in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the path of judgment. See, if people really understood the character of God from the Old Testament all the way through the New, from the beginning to the very end, the Alpha and the Omega, we wouldn't be okay with what's going on in this country. Let me tell you that. That's the bottom line. Now, going back to this octagonal statue of liberty, and highlighting the fact that a king has been laid low, they threw him off, going to our forefathers, ours, 240-some years later. Read again the Declaration of Independence. Because these are meant to symbolize peace resting under the protection of liberty. And what maintains your liberty? The magnification and the magnanimity of God's moral law against any and all crime. You should study out the Puritans. If anybody violated the law in the smallest jot or tittle, they would end up in court. Because the message from the church is, we will not, in any sense of the word, tolerate lawlessness. Again, going back to the octagonal statue, liberty. These are meant to symbolize peace resting under the protection of liberty, tyranny having been overthrown by its power. Now, isn't it also interesting to note that you have a continual warfare that, by the way, the fourth president of the United States of America, known as the father of our Constitution, James Madison, said that no country can continually endure this warfare. Isn't it interesting how politicians, again, and corrupt media, totalitarian, authoritarian media, is constantly attacking we the people, along with corrupt politicians? Who's creating all of this warfare? They are. I mean, it's their job to get out of the way, friends. It's their job to restrain men from sin, period. To enforce God's standard of right and wrong, period. To maintain law and order, period. Not to have their tentacles in everything that we're doing in this life. But to stay to the topic, friends, we're talking about, where does law come from? Lawyers don't even know after 4 years of law school. I'm telling you where law comes from. When you go to the final piece of this octagonal statute, there's an engraving below a woman that says, National Monument to the Forefathers, erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labors, sacrifices, and sufferings for the cause of civil and religious liberty found under the Christian umbrella. So I'm telling you where law comes from, all of you attorneys who don't know your left hand from your right hand, and hopefully you're taking heed in all sincerity. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Free order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you'd like to check us out on YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media on YouTube, do so, friends. There's much information. As a matter of fact, I got a video on the Matrix of Liberty. You're going to love it. As a matter of fact, don't listen to me. Go ahead, check out the comments and the references that people are giving concerning these videos. It's great stuff. It really is. I like it. I mean, I watch them. My kids watch them. They want to watch them over and over and over again. And it's just great information. And it's hidden information. A preacher one time said that, listen, if people want the truth, they're going to have to go into the corners and find the teachers. Because they're not out in the mainstream, friends. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. All those famous preachers, friends, you can rest assured they're an abomination in the sight of God. If they're not preaching out against sin, the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4, also read Exodus 20, it's because they're guilty of it, period. What we're talking about right now is where does the law come from? Ask those that have gone through 4 years of law school that are going to be attorneys. They don't know. Well, let me tell you, John Wycliffe said, the Bible is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people, period. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I'll tell you what, it's been a week of weeks getting emails from people. It really has. But again, the radio is for you to vent on. Let those affiliates across the United States hear what you have to say. Let those 53 countries in which we broadcast into 7 days a week, let them hear what you have to say. 1-866-582-9933. Again, giving the answer. The Bible is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people, period. When you go over to Abraham Lincoln, that tyrant himself, he said, study the Constitution, Abraham Lincoln, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in the courts of justice. Now, you don't need to tell those in a church what the Ten Commandments had to say during that time period. They knew. They lived accordingly. Sin was a no-no in a community. The guys the other day were watching a true story. And during this true story, that's what we watch, friends. We want to make it real in everything that we're called to do. We want to make sure there's testimony behind what's said and what's done, because fictitious garbage has no place in this world, friends. This is a testing time, a testing ground. We got to make the most of it and apply ourselves to the Word of God as we study and show ourselves approved. Now, with that said, while we were watching this true story, my kids realized after the information was given that gambling was against the law in the United States of America. Of course it was. That's why they call Las Vegas Sin City, right? And if they wanted to gamble, they had to go across the southern border into Mexico. Oh, another thing too. They couldn't drink liquor in the United States during the same time. There was times of prohibition. Right? 1919 to 1933, I believe, is what it was. And if they wanted to go ahead and have a little kick as far as liquor goes, or a little drink, as they might call it, they had to go across to the southern border. And it shows you what happens when men wickedly depart from God. We have literally accepted everything that our forefathers condemned. Now, Bradley, but they were makers of wine. They had wineries. Yes, but there's a difference between good wine and fermented wine as well. Okay? So let's keep everything in perspective, because we understand, first and foremost, that a drunkard has no place in the kingdom of God. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9 when you get a moment. Okay? And that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to scripture verses concerning drunkards. So anyways, going back to Abraham Lincoln again, he said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in the courts of justice. Now, how are they going to know justice if they don't know what the Bible says? Isn't that interesting? Well, again, what we're talking about, friends, is the fact that students go through law school for 4 years and they still don't have a clue as to where the law came from. And that's all they have to do is go in their Capitol building. See, in the way that people have been duped in this country is they believe, well, if they go to a college, you know, they're going to come out as being highly educated. Well, the fact of the matter is who's the one that's given the accreditation? And when you begin to look at that, friends, you know, it's the reason I brought that up is because so many times, well, where'd you go to school? Well, my answer is I went to the School of Hard Knocks. Where'd you go? Oh, I went over to this college, in so-and-so's college, in so-and-so's college. And when you look at so-and-so, I see that they're wealthy, but I see them wealthy in the things of this world and not wealthy in the things of the fruit of the Spirit. And therein lies the problem, okay? And see, they fail to understand that what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul, right? Lose the world, gain your soul, period. And it's okay to have material things, but not if your heart is set on those before heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you, Matthew 6:33. But again, I want you to listen to this carefully, friends. When you ask lawyers where law comes from, you can see that they don't have a clue. And again, those that go through colleges, you expect them to be well-educated. Well, today, friends, I want to tell you something. Colleges protest me more than anybody. As a matter of fact, we've done colleges even in the state of Minnesota, St. Cloud, Minnesota, where we had an event there. We went and did the event, and the students were told that they will get credit for going to protest Bradley Dean. Oh, and boy, oh boy, was I thankful, because this dude, not only did they put me on the front page of the paper, but they also drew me a good crowd to speak to, especially those that were sent to protest to me, and I won them over by the grace of God. Cool? Now, what I want to make clear here is many of them are communist professors. They're still burnt. They're still high on PCP from the 60s, and they're educating your kids out of an education, because what they're doing is not educating them. They're indoctrinating them. Okay? Because, again, we're talking about lawyers who don't even know where law came from after 4 years of law school. Well, it's the professors that teach them. And, by the way, this is not a broad stroke. This doesn't apply to every law school. I'm just simply stating, for the most part, what I've seen, what I've experienced is exactly what I'm confronting right now. And keep in mind, when they come out of college, you expect them to be well-educated, doctors, lawyers, university professors. They're narrowly trained. As a matter of fact, I want to show you what they're pulling out of colleges today. This is how smart these people are. Okay, this is a guy by the name of Chris Hedges who said, "We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health. We now live in a nation where lawyers destroy justice. They sell themselves out to the highest bidder." Okay? It's also interesting to know doctors destroy health because they work contrary to the Word of God, which shows us how to remain healthy by eating the right foods. Right? We now live in a nation where government destroys freedom because the people don't realize that they're the government and they are the law, and those that work for us work for us. Okay? And the reason that government is destroying freedom today is because the American people have been dumbed down to believe, for some reason or another, by the media that they profess they don't believe in, that there's nothing they can do about it. Let me put it this way. It's not that there's nothing you can do about it. Really, let's call it for what it is. There's nothing that you want to do about it. You don't love the Lord enough to actually stand up and keep His commandments. That's what it comes down to. Because when you run out of excuses, then and only then are you going to get things done. We now live in a nation where the press destroys information and lies to the people 24/7 through the CIA-controlled media. We now live in a nation where Christianity is now destroying morals, or so we are told. The fact of the matter is, keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ Himself did. So it's a lack of Christianity that is destroying morality, friends. Because if you're not moral, you can rest assured you do not belong to the Christ. He that saith, "I know Him and keepeth not His commandments," is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And the fact of the matter is, when you go over to 1 John 2, I believe chapter 2, verse 4, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked." Well, if they don't do that, they don't belong to him, and they can call themselves Christians all that they want to, but it matters not, because when you judge them by their fruit, that's how you know who they belong to. Okay? Because the Spirit of God will bear witness to the truth, not the lie. He will condemn the lie. And there's also life with those that are in Christ. "He who hath the Son hath life," the Bible tells us in 1 John. We now live in a nation where our banks destroy the economy. This is how smart those students are that are coming out of colleges today. Just think about that. Wow. They're to act out as attorneys, lawful constitutional attorneys, and they don't even know what the Constitution says. They don't know where law came from. What they do is they just go along with, you know, the flow in the courts, and, you know, don't mind Moses behind the justice in that particular courtroom. Don't pay attention to the fact that before swearing as a witness on the behalf of a party, you uphold your hand swearing to God that you're going to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Well, there's your answer. And yet they don't know where law comes from. I mean, this is ridiculous, friends. It's absolutely ridiculous. I would say to my kids, folks, this is redonkulous. It really is. Now, when you go back to Sir William Blackstone from England in 1723 and 1780, I mean, this guy, you want to talk about a... Wow. When you take time to study our forefathers, I am just... I cannot tell you how in awe I am every time I get done reading some of their writings. Even listen, we even have Thomas Paine, the least religious signer or forefather. Read Common Sense, friends. It's like, okay, guys, you guys quit school at a very young age. Some didn't even go to school. But the way they write, you have to get your Webster's 1828 dictionary out just so you can understand what they're saying. It's craziness. I'm going to give you more in-depth understanding as to where law comes from, according to William Blackstone, one of the founders of this country. We get back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Where does the law come from, asketh the attorneys and lawyers that went through 4 years of law school. They don't have a clue. Okay. This is craziness. It reminds me of when I had an atheist call in on the radio program. And he was a cool dude, to be honest with you. And he was sincere. And he said, listen, I don't believe we're a Christian nation. And I said in all sincerity back, you don't have to believe in trucks neither. But what happens if you stand in front of one? It's just the law is perpetual in the spirit. It's always at work, like it or not. And he said that he didn't believe that we were a Christian nation. And it doesn't matter if he doesn't believe that we're a Christian nation. We are a Christian nation. And after 17 years of radio across the country, you would think that all of those that are denouncing the fact that we're a Christian nation, that one of them at any point during the last 17 years would have called in and embarrassed me in front of the country. See, and this is what's so awesome about my job is that's all I have to do is make reference to our founding documents. Again, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. Period. Okay? And I just asked this guy that said he didn't believe in God. Baloney. Spends his whole time fighting up and kicking up against the God he says he doesn't believe in. Baloney. It's idolatry. He wants to serve himself. He doesn't want to serve God. That's what it comes down to. But I asked this atheist a question. I said, so is it against the law to lie? He said, yes. Who told you that? Is it against the law to steal in this country? Yes. Who told you that? Answering the question concerning the attorneys and the students that go through 4 years of law school when they don't have a clue as to where law came from, I'm giving you the answer right now. When I ask the atheist, is it against the law to lie, to steal, to kill? Of course it is. I said, who said that? He couldn't answer me. I said, my father told you that. He's Abba Father to me. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which we are based on the Mosaic Institution. Everywhere you see Moses and the moral law. All of a sudden, the atheist had nothing to say. And that's exactly what you have to do. There again is no debate. There's no argument. Facts are facts. They're stubborn things. When you go back to William Blackstone, one of the founders along with Charles D. Montesquieu, Sir Charles D. Montesquieu, and John Locke, William Blackstone gave us three categories of law. One is law of nature, which is predicated upon absolute truth. He stated, when he created man, speaking of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and endued him with free will to conduct himself in all parts of life, listen carefully, he laid down certain immutable, unchangeable laws of human nature, whereby that free will is in some degree regulated and restrained, and gave him also the faculty of reason to discover the purport of those laws. Lies the definition of law of nature. Revealed law is the doctrines thus delivered we call the revealed or divine law, and they are to be found only in the Holy Scriptures. That's revealed law. Now, municipal law, okay, giving answers to those that don't know where law came from. That which is adopted by civil government is municipal law and must conform to the higher law of God. And must conform to the higher law of God. Upon these two foundations, the law of nature and the law of revelation depend all human laws. That is to say, no human laws should be allowed to contradict God's moral law. And we see it all day long. As a matter of fact, let me highlight this. We all know who Alina Kagan is. She was a dean for a short period of time over at Harvard. While she was there, the whole time that she was there, she was a plant. She was appointed to destroy that college, is what she was appointed to do. She was spending her time attempting to queerify Harvard and to attack American military. And when you go over to none other than Arlington Cemetery, you can see our fallen soldiers that fought, bled, and died magnifying the laws against what she's advocating. It's interesting to note those Christian crosses above their heads of those that have fallen. Some of those are in my family, or were, should I say. Now, going back to Alina Kagan, she was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama to sit upon the Supreme Court. She never judged a case a day in her life. Where do you suppose she references when it's time to discover and apply law? Do you think it's predicated upon the absolute truth of the Word of God, which is right in front of her face? It's also interesting when they start and adjourn court, there's a preacher there. God save the U.S. She's judging according to what? Her reprobate state, without ability to discern right from wrong. Okay, and so when we're talking about judges, friends, we need to understand, again, I've said this a million times, but it's worth saying again, they make reference to the written word, the written law of God, okay, which conforms to the higher law of God in every given situation. And when we look at Alina Kagan, we look at others, folks, these are the people that are literally advocating what God condemns. And it's also interesting to note, when you look at those people, when they forsake the God of Moses, isn't it interesting how their countries, within 1 to 2 generations, spin out of control? Because what they've done is they've left off their allegiance to God, now they've given it to man, and man does what? He attacks Christianity. He brings the curse upon himself and the people that follow him. He creates wars that he doesn't fight or his children don't fight, but the people at large do. And millions die and the country's destroyed. And then at the end of the day, people figured out their problem. They should have never left the God of Israel in the first place. That's why we live in a nation now where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the press destroys information, religion destroys morality, and our banks destroy the economy. And I want to reiterate the points. Christianity does not destroy morality. It magnifies it. We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8. And by the way, read the following scriptures, church, because we've been created for what purpose? Good works. By that grace. And we know we're saved not by, it's been said rightly, and it's a great definition. Grace says to me, live and do this. The law says to me, do this and live. And the fact of the matter is, you know what you've been saved for when you've been enlightened to know what you've been saved from. And I'm real clear on what I'm saying, though that sounded a little mumble jumbled. But the fact of the matter is I do what I do, not to get saved. I do what I do because I'm saved. And I'm always looking for more to do. And I don't feel that I am doing all that I can do, though outside people can come into my offices and say, Bradley, you've done this in 20 years of ministry. And I'll say yes. And they'll say, oh, my gosh, I can't even believe a man could do that in two lifetimes. It's like, well, listen, I don't feel that I've done enough. I live to see him glorified by what I do. And Matthew 5:17 comes to my aid, so read that, and that will explain the rest. But going back to this point, friends, when you fail to conform to the higher law of God, you now have tyranny in action. And again, understand that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And the fact is I'm giving you the knowledge right now. It's always, hey, folks, it's the rock of ages. When you get lost, go to the Word. You want to know how to live? Go to the Word. Follow the Christ. He'll fulfill all of your question marks and then some. And where he doesn't, that puts him in the position of saying to you, trust in me with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all of your ways acknowledge me, and I'll direct your path step by step in childlike faith and simplicity every step of the way. Okay? He wants us to be dependent upon him, and it makes him God when we are still thriving to know and to receive revelation from the Holy Ghost who promised to give it. But if we don't know everything, it puts us in a position to depend upon our Creator, and it's a good place to be. Now, ending the show, friends, President Harry Truman said the fundamental basis of this nation's laws, America, was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. And the fact of the matter is, friends, when we can look at articles like which just came out today, where does law come from? I wanted to be there not to add more question marks, but to give you the answer with exclamation points. Folks, we truly do love you by what we do. But again, we have to put our feet upon the rock. It's all there, friends. We just need to take a broom and sweep it off to see exactly what's under there concerning our documents. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.